Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Lorraine is a Christian leader, and as a Christian, had an abortion. And even though she knew God had forgiven her, even though she knew her husband had forgiven her, she kept feeling like she needed to punish herself. And God worked in an amazing way in her life and just showed her that she was letting the enemy win if she did not forgive herself because the enemy was keeping her in bondage.
I got to read this because I think it's for somebody today. Lorraine, the rest of her story, she writes this. A Christian leader once said to me, forgiving yourself is not a biblical principle. You won't find it discussed in the Bible. Then she added, failure to forgive yourself is the pinnacle of arrogance and pride because essentially you are saying that what Christ did on the cross wasn't enough and that your sin is so great, so special that it can't be erased by his shed blood. In theory, her argument holds water, but in reality, it's a leaky bucket. When women like me admit the true nature of what we have done, the horror of it and what it cost our Savior, we grieve with a sorrow beyond words. We beat ourselves up. How could I have been so selfish and disobedient as to make Christ die for what I did? We refuse to forgive ourselves because we don't want to take lightly the reality of our sin. For a time, we feel the need to do something to prove to God how sorry we are. So we subconsciously punish ourselves in some way. In my case, I did not give myself permission to enjoy sex because sex was where my sin began. But a time comes to let yourself off the hook. A time comes to put away the black clothes of sorrow and put on a colorful robe. A time comes to dance again, to feel again, to embrace life fully and completely. This is such a crux, I think, and such a catalyst to healing. And if we don't feel like, oh, it's just not even a biblical principle, you just don't get it. Like, we have to figure it out up in our head. Our souls will never know the healing that they so desperately need. What say you?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point, and I'm glad you brought that up. That's actually something that Linda and I discussed quite a bit when we were writing this book, because, you know, our freedom ultimately comes through the forgiveness of Christ. But as Linda mentioned, there's that reality of, you know, understanding in your head that God has forgiven me, but still holding yourself responsible to experience sin and consequences and punishment. So it's a tricky thing. You know, it's a really... You know, if I just forgive myself outside of the blood of Jesus Christ, that really holds no water. But it's the combination of knowing that I've confessed my sin before the Lord. You know, he has said there's no condemnation for you now that you are in Christ Jesus. And then giving myself the freedom to actually revel in that and to say what Jesus said is true. And therefore, I will not hold myself accountable anymore for the things that have happened in the past. So, you know, it's a very powerful thing. And like I said, it can get really tricky to understand what's God's role in this and what's my role in this and how do I actually walk in the freedom that Christ has given me.
Thanks so much for listening today. Your support makes this stream possible. You'll find more information up on our website at myfaithradio.com.